Hey, it's Marty Carver of Imaginary Cities, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
We gotta get that changed.
Hello and welcome back to the Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland and I'm joined in booth with special co-host Wayne Hansen guesting this week. Anthony is so crazy busy today that he missed his first show ever. I missed,
seriously?
Yeah, I've missed a few, but he's never missed any. Usually you fill in for me.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, this is a much better show. You and I think we're destined to be together, Brian Cleveland.
We're gonna be together for one more hour as we jump into the top 10 this week for the week ending Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. You might not know it, but this show is recorded live in studio every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. on local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, or online streaming at localfm.ca. And then we mix down the show and send it out for syndication
across the nation.
Across the nation, that's right.
Syndication across the nation.
You know all my quips.
I do.
And we are broadcast on many fine partners from Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, all the way to Nanaimo, BC, and many stops in between, as well as online at eastcoastkitchenparty.net and The Scope and Radio Laurier, a couple other online-only stations. And this week here at our host station, it is our funding drive week, or like we like to call here,
fun drive.
With 1D. And we do have a blast here in the booth through the whole week, and we're raising money to help sustain another year of operations here at our campus and community radio station. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can give us a call at area code 506-648-5925 or make a donation online at localfm.ca/donate. Loads more information on the website there about events happening around the city and different ways for you to take part. But we're one of the last programs airing on Funding Drive Week, so it's pretty fun, pretty special thing to be a part of. And we're going to jump right back into the regular business of the program, which is bringing you the top 20 albums from across the nation. This week we're about to get in the top 10, and Wayne's going to tell you all about the website that we get our charts from, which is earshot-online.com.
All right, so the Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. And if you haven't checked out the Earshot, I would highly recommend it. You're going to see a lot of bands that you might not have heard, a lot of local bands that you want to know. And yeah, check it out.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff on there. And we might be a day late on this one, but there was a pretty cool article there from Magnus, who is one of the people who really spearheads Earshot, about the 13 great Halloween songs.
Oh, they were great. They were awesome, too.
So, I mean, we're a day late on that, but go check that out, as well as many articles as well, including an interview with Braids, Vicious 5150 Islands, and The Balconies, and much, much more. So definitely go check that website out. There's lots of great stuff on there. And they sort of just did a little bit of additional rehauling on the layout of the website. There's a comment section, all that kind of stuff now, so go check that out. So we're going to jump right into the top 10 here. As well, in the rest of the hour of the program, we have our second half of our interview from Bondo of CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, sending us an interview that she did with the Famines, and we are very lucky to be able to share that with you on our program as well this week. Also, we have Stephen Karlick, senior editor from the fantastic Exclaim magazine, bringing you your Entertainment 401 this week. All of the great news happening within the Canadian music spectrum this week, as well as some new albums and his music pick of the week. So stay tuned for that. At number 10 this week, all the way up from number 30, it is the new album from noisy ambient artist Tim Hecker called Virgins. You're going to hear a track called Prism. We also are going to hear from Nico Case and the Darcys in the rest of the set. So stay tuned. We'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Number 10.
Number 9.
Hey, little kid, that I saw at the bus stop one day. It was nearly midnight in Honolulu. We were waiting for the shuttle to take us to the aeroplane. When your mother said, like I couldn't hear her, she said, get the fuck away from me. Why don't you ever shut up? Get the fuck away from me. Oh, oh. Well, I just wanna say that it happened. 'Cause one day when you ask yourself, did it really happen? You won't believe it, but yes it did. And I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, 'cause it happens every day. They won't believe you when you tell them. They won't believe you when you say, my mother, she did not love me. My mother, she did not love me. No, 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 no. Some days you feel like a cartoon, and people will rush to make excuses for you. You'll hear yourself complain. But don't you ever shut up, please, kid, have your say, 'cause I still love you, even if I don't see you again.
Number 8.
Talk to me.
You're listening to The Earshot 20, and that was number 8, The Darcys, with a track off of their album Warring called Muzzle Blast. And before that, you heard Nearly Midnight, Honolulu by Nico Case off her latest The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. And number 10 up from 30, which was Tim Hecker from his album Virgins, a track called Prism. I'm joined by Wayne Hansen over there,
Yellow,
who's the man... Hmming or whatever you were doing there.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that was Nico Case. I should have picked up on that when you announced it before the song played, but yeah, it all makes sense now. It's all coming together now, Brian Cleveland.
All right, we're going to jump right back into some music here. We have lots more to bring you, including your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick, the rest of our interview from Bondo of CHSR with The Famines, as well as Wayne's going to bring you the other debuts on the charts in the next segment. And we call that the lowdown. And Wayne, he's super ready for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna practice. I'm gonna go stand in front of a mirror and practice while the song plays, and then I'll be ready to kick it off big time.
All right, you're gonna hear from number 7 down from number 4. It's Royal Canoe from the album Today We're Believers. This is Exodus of the Year.
Number 7.
Shit. City is back, and it's going to be a Halloween Fun Drive rap party riot featuring the sights and sounds of Fear, Suicide, and The Cure. That's November 1st at Pepper's Pub. I Love Living in the Port City 4 is brought to the stage by local fooligans Tasty Wangs, Gary Flanagan, Reagan's Reagans, and many more. Raising support for local 107.3 FM and Rapping Fun Drive 2013, I Love Living in the Port City 4 at Pepper's Pub, Friday, November 1st.
Here with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
I'm proud of my nephew.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my nephew, my niece.
Yeah. Well, most of the nephews. This is focusing on
especially
the
one in Toronto.
Yeah, this is the one.
Not bad, huh? For some immigrants. Yeah. From donated clothes to caps and gowns. It's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved at every minimum wage job. But he saved that, brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks. Working as a surgeon, she bought a whip and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back, and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations, the natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration.
Not bad, huh? For some immigrants.
Draw lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if one in three refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus, and now the top is the next stop. This drop ought to have my aunts on a guest spot, red hot. I'm tired. Going from sweatshops to tech stocks, doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quote an S. Doc Carter on Otis, turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not
bad, huh? For some immigrants.
Third world born, but first world form. Sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this girl wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed, take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
For the first time on our charts this week at number 6 from 24, that was Shad from the album Flying Colors. You heard Fam Jam, For Some Immigrants. And before that, at number 7 down from 4, was Royal Canoe from Today We're Believers. You heard Exodus of the Year. It is now the time of the program where we let you know about some of the debuts on the charts below the top 20 that might be creeping their way up the charts, and we call that the Lowdown.
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Wow, I got the coolest setup this whole show.
Over to you, Wayne.
All right, so the other debuts coming at number 50, Best Coats, Fade Away, is a new 7-track mini album from LA Garage pop duo Best Coast, comprised of Bethany Costantino and Bob Bruno, debuting at 50, so check that out. At 49, new is Yes, We Mystic at number 49. Floods and Fires is a much-awaited debut EP from Yes, We Mystic, an energetic new band from Winnipeg, inspired by traditional folk and contemporary indie rock, delivering both quiet acoustic melodies and soaring triumphant crescendos. At number 48, Elvis Costello and the Roots. The veteran, that's a great way to refer to Elvis Costello, the veteran singer-songwriter Elvis Costello teams up for a collaborative release with Philadelphia hip-hop innovators, The Roots, resulting in the genre-fusing political album Wise Up Ghost, debuting at 48. I gotta tell you, that's well-written. I'm gonna check that out. number 46, Man Man, and number 46, Philadelphia again. Philadelphia-based experimental rock band Man Man returns with an album. Number 5, Oni Oni Pond. Number 45, so boy, we're going right in order here. Number 45, Daniel Romano. To mark his most recent Canadian tour, Daniel Romano rolled out a live EP of 11 tracks and is now available for purchase outside of these live appearances. 11 great Mosey originals, debuts at 45. And he's been busy, that guy.
That's for sure.
Number 32, The Flatliners. Toronto's Flatliners released the recorded Off the Floor Dead Language 3 years after the previous record. It debuts at 32. Number 31, Yuck, Lo and Behold is the second release from the London lo-fi alt-rock band Yuck, and the first fronted by guitarist Max Bloom following the departure of former frontman Daniel Blumberg. Number 27, Yamataka, Sonic Titan. Polaris-nominated, face-painted Montreal, Toronto experimental duo follow up their 2011 debut with another record blending pop rock, Japanese opera, and metal. Uzu debuts at 27. Number 26, CFCF at 26. Montreal electronic producer Mike Silver releases his second full-length release as CFCF entitled Outside. So check that out. Number 24, 90s loving Montreal-based alt-rock duo Solids released their full length of melodic sludge rock, Blame Confusion, number 24. And finally, in the other debuts at number 23, Sunstone Revolvers following their 2010 debut, Apocalypse Surfin'. Toronto rock group Revolvers changed their name to Sunstone Revolvers. Their new album, Spaceship X, debuts at 23 and features more of their far-out psych rock sound.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Lots of new music debuting below the top 20 this week, so keep it tuned here to the Earshot 20 over the next couple of weeks, and you might hear from those bands as they creep their way up to displace our current top 20. We're going to move on here to another fine segment of the program where we speak to Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine, where he brings you the latest news courtesy of the fine Canadian magazine, and we call that the Entertainment 411.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. It was a sad day, October 27th, as Lou Reed died at the age of 71. Though details are still scarce, the influential rock performer, who offered decades of output with the Velvet Underground and as a solo artist, has passed away. News of the death comes via several media reports, including from Rolling Stone, though the cause of death is still unknown. Reed had an emergency liver transplant earlier this year, and a month later was again rushed to the hospital. The New York music mainstay was born Lewis Allen Reed, and first started as an in-house songwriter in the mid-60s. From there, he formed the highly influential art rock institution, the Velvet Underground, who released 5 studio albums, including their famed 1967 debut, The Velvet Underground and Nico. After the band disbanded, Reed enjoyed a lengthy solo career that included timeless albums like Transformer and Berlin, alongside more experimental works like Metal Machine Music. Along the way, he dropped classic songs like Perfect Day, Satellite of Love, Walk on the Wild Side, and many others. In more bad news, Charlottetown rockers 2 Hours Traffic have called it quits and announced a farewell tour. Quote, "After 12 years of making music together, we've decided that Foolish Blood will be our final album," the band wrote in a statement. "We want to make it clear that we are not breaking up due to any personal problems within the band or because of any creative issues. It's just the right time. We want to thank all of you from the bottom of our hearts with the love and support we've received over the past decade. While the band will soon cease to exist, they have one last gift to their fans in the form of a farewell tour. The quick trip will kick off in Toronto on December 12th and we'll have the act working their way back out to the East Coast, capping it all with a December 21st hometown show at Charlottetown's The Mac. The Rural Alberta Advantage have booked a North American winter tour, as well as plotted a new album for 2014. The band's tour outing will be a short one, as it lasts for a little more than a week during the winter. The schedule includes 7 shows in all, most of them in the U.S., but there are Ontario gigs in Kingston and Ottawa on January 18th and 19th, respectively. The band have also announced that they'll be road testing some new material. The band are apparently in the final stages of writing a new album and will be entering the studio soon. In other news, Grimes is defending her decision to play a private party in Russia this week. While the singer has been criticized about the gig on Twitter, with some detractors saying that she shouldn't perform in the country due to its harsh stance on homosexuality, Grimes has kicked back, saying on October 30th, quote, "Yes, I'm playing in Moscow in 2 days, and no, I do not feel bad about it. I don't think that denying and ignoring the gay community in Russia is cool. I have gay friends in Russia, and the only straight person on the Grimes team is James, as far as I know." She went on to argue that were she to cancel the show, her fans would suffer while the government would be unaffected. She wrote, quote, "We are entering safely and it means the world to me to be returning to Russia. It doesn't hurt the government if I refuse to tour there. It just hurts the regular people. I don't think it's wrong to be doing this. Refusing to go to Russia would only hurt fans." While this show is a private event, the singer promised to return for a larger show once she releases her next album. In album releases this week, Arcade Fire have finally released their long-awaited Reflector, though the motif of this complex new album is seemingly centered upon duality. Reflector is a far more multi-layered, elusive, and ambitious album than anything they or their contemporaries have laid to tape previously, because it dares to have what our reporter calls some serious fun. Reflector marks the first time the group have felt comfortable letting their sense of humor and irony emerge on a proper release. And it's tempting to suggest that the beat-oriented framework of the record's first half has opened them up to having more fun. Where albums like The Clash's Sandinista captured part of the bustle of New York City street culture in 1980, Reflector represents internet commotion and globalization, where most notable happenings are instantaneously amplified. The song Normal Person is Arcade Fire at their most meta, tweaking the conventions of a band setting up to play a show, how the ritual of such a thing is more ubiquitous than ever, and how the delineation between merit-driven fame and unintentional celebrity is so fine right now. Reflector is a significant musical contribution by Arcade Fire, who continue to find ways to tap into universal expressions while making music that's refreshingly topical, infectious, and completely their own. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is by Vancouver punk outfit White Lung, whose new 7-inch includes the single Blow It South. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
All the programming you hear on Local 107.3 FM is produced by volunteer community members. This makes Local FM unique. It's radio for the community, programmed by the community, programming that is untouched by marketing groups and demographic surveys. If you believe in this, give your favorite DJ a call at 506-648-5925 and help support Campus Community Radio during our Fun Drive week.
105.
When I was young, yeah, I was young one time. We all been young. But this one time when I was young, my buddy gave me a tape. It freaked me out. I didn't know what to do. It's like TNT. I was in my brother's room. When another time, different friend, different house, different song, different band. He had me along here, yeah, pulled the record out, put the needle on. Oh yeah, it freaked me out. Well, I'd never done drugs. I barely brushed my teeth. I was on the floor, all passy. I fucked up the unbelief. Oh, you know, you know, you know.
Thank you.
carpet that once.
And that was number 4, down from number 2 this week. It is Brage. You heard a track from their new record, Flourish Parish, and that track called Girl. Before that, you heard Rock and Roll by Dr. Dog from their new record, Bee Room. And you also heard Stephen Carlick's pick this week, which was White Lung, Blow It South. Anthony Emmons' replacement is here this week, Wayne Hansen. But hey. Anthony got word.
I'm not very happy.
You're never happy.
You're replacing me already. This is no good.
No, not replacing. You've been replaced.
All right. So it is Fun Drive. That's all he had to say. Are you still there? Did we just lose him already?
I think so. The timing was awesome.
All right. So Anthony's gone, apparently. I don't know what happened.
That might be the best 30 seconds in the history of the Earshot.
I'm here.
Okay. We thought we lost you.
Oh, no. Okay, so what I said was, Wayne told me that you were going to be me and that he was going to be you to try and even out the show, but I told him he was foolish and that would never happen.
That's the way it's gone down.
So, Anthony, what are you doing there? Tell us about Fun Drive and why it's important to you.
I guess it is. I guess it didn't happen, Wayne. You're me and Brian is still Brian. Okay, so...
And you should see the crazy stuff I'm doing in the studio. I really am you today.
I'm having a panic attack here. We only have 15 minutes left.
Okay. Well, here we go.
I'm never doing this without you again.
I'm actually helping out with an event for the Student Council at UMB St. John. We're setting up for a live performance tonight of Tupperware Remix Party and a local band. It's going to be a great show. So I wasn't able to be there, but I want to tell you that it is extremely important to donate to Campus and Community Radio. It helps make shows like mine and Brian happen.
And Wayne's.
And Wayne, with your support. So please call in, pledge your donation. It is really important to keep our community radio and all kinds of community radio across Canada on the air, and we really appreciate it. And I am super bummed that I couldn't be there today, but I am very grateful that Wayne was able to fill in, and that I'm sure you guys, how much money have you raised? Please tell me you've raised some.
It's hard to say. We'll have to check the online donations here, but I know that the radio station as a whole is doing really well.
Awesome. All right, well, keep it up. Please call in. I'll get off the line so that people can call in and have a blast with the rest of the show. And I'll return next week. We'll have an all brand new countdown, and Stephen Carlick and stuff as well. Wayne, thanks again for filling in.
Hey, anytime, pal.
Thanks for calling, Anthony.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that was Anthony Emmons, the regular co-host of the Earshot 20. We don't have a lot of time left here. We're going to bring you the second half of the interview with the Famines by Bondo from CHSR, and then we'll bring you into our top three. So keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Lock where it rocks.
And I did want to talk about your art book a little bit. It says you have 4 editions. I was wondering if you could explain a little more.
Well, at the first show that we ever played, we were a little ambitious, and it was a Western Canadian tour kickoff. It was a double 7-inch release, and we came out with a book called A Visual History of the Famines. And what it was a collection of different album covers, like at the concept phase. It was a collection of posters we made, or just like type treatments that we made, or images that we made to express the band, because we by intention have not done photography with the band. We're not too excited about the connection of physical appearance with artistic validity. So we have like pieces of art that we've made that would represent the band. So that Visual History of the Famines book went through 4 editions that were enlarged to the point where it was like a 60-page book or so. Those have all sold out. I have recently, like last November, I came out with a book that just captures 12 years or 10 years worth of my illustration work, and there is a chapter in that is almost a cousin of the Visual History of the Famines book, in that it is entirely the Famines artwork. And there's also 10,000 words of endnotes in the back of the book that give context and explain each of the images as well. So yeah, the Visual History of the Famines book is sold out, but yeah, there is this successor book right now.
Okay, no, that's very interesting. And also about a pamphlet that I read about, the How to Book a Maybe Successful Tour for a Band that Hasn't Received Hype from Pitchfork, etc.
Yeah, that title's a mouthful, isn't it?
Well, it's very accurate, though. Do you still have these pamphlets with you when you go on tour?
Yes, we do. The plan this tour, we made a whole lot of paper copies of that. And now that WeirdCanada.com, which is a wonderful, wonderful site that is a resource for people who want to make stranger music in Canada and for people who want to listen to it, they published an online version of the pamphlet just last month. So we're giving away all of the paper versions at our shows.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it started out as a letter that I wrote to a friend who was in a band somewhat similar to ours but hadn't been touring. And it was basically just, well, exactly as the title says, a guide for like a low-hype band to be able to tour and not lose their shirts too hard and have a fun time and to make sure that everyone in the band and at the venue and is in the audience is treated well. I think that just springs from we're big into doing things DIY, and that's kind of an outgrowth of that, a symptom of it, yeah.
So would it be fair to describe you guys as like a socially conscious band? Just from all the ways you're describing things, that's what it seems like to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really, really believe in purpose, and I know every single one of our songs is an argument for or against a specific thing that is going on in society, and we stand behind that. So I think in terms of standing behind our lyrics and our songs and making sure that we have a purpose in that sense in a world in which there is decreasing amounts of purposefulness, I mean, that's important. And yeah, we really think it's important that there are regional and local bands that are, and Canadian bands for that matter, who are making their own music instead of just channeling what's going on in the States and other culture centers. And we're going to do what we can to help those bands out.
Yeah, because I read a really interesting quote that came from Garrett, and it was in Ottawa's app 613.ca.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, if a band doesn't have something to say, I'm not that interested in listening. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant.
Well, he's a brilliant dude, I'd say. So that is a great clip from that dude, for sure.
So I guess
he's
I should...
next to me, of course.
Oh, hi, Garrett. But maybe we should just plug your shows, because you are playing here in Fredericton on Tuesday night, and that's kind of the main reason that I'm calling you guys, is that I want to help promote the show and get lots of people out there.
Fantastic.
So that is October 29th at Renew Boutique, and you're playing with a couple Fredericton bands, Motherhood and Goof Troop, and I think Wild Domestic will be there too.
Oh, fantastic.
And then also, you keep plugging on the Maritimes here. At the 30th, you're in Halifax at Gus's Pub. Mm-hmm. On the 31st, you're at Mount A's Halloween party. That is nothing but fun. Esquire Taravan on the 1st, and that's in Moncton. And then also on the 2nd, you're in St. John at the pub down under.
Yeah, we like our New Brunswick, that's for sure.
Have you guys toured here before?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
I think we've started paying more. Like on our first several tours, we just did Sackville, but we've since found some wonderful people in the other cities who have been willing to put up with us. So... It's turned out very well, yeah.
Perfect. And maybe before we wrap this up, we should plug your website, Facebook, stuff like that. How can we find you?
At www.thefamines.ca. That's the center of everything.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Raymond, for taking the time to chat with me, and hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night.
Sounds very good.
All right, have a safe drive.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Number 3.
City with no name and no ring.
Number 2.
This little pill placed on the tip of my tongue can never replace the feeling I found standing alone in the river. I know it's a feeling I can never take with me, and I want more than this. I want it all of the time. I want than this. Oh, this little white pill that you gave me to open up all my doors and windows, and here I am, the scarecrow, and here I had my eyes closed, and here I am, this hope.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and that was our number one this week, brand new to the top spot, up from number three. It's Said the Whale from the album Hawaii. You heard More Than This. You heard from the Sadies at number two, last week's number one. Their new record's called Internal Sounds, and you heard a track called The Lesser Key. And then you heard The City With No Rivers by Badger Boulay. And in the last spot, before we had a quick phone call from Anthony Emin, who couldn't be here this week, we heard our second half of our interview from Aaron Bond out of CHSR, who was interviewing the Famines. We're going to play out the rest of the program with the clip of a pretty short song by the Famines, who are playing across Canada recently. So check out your local listings to see if they are touring your town, and definitely go check them out. Thank you so much, Wayne, for joining me this week.
I got to tell you, the pleasure is all mine.
Yeah, it was great for you to co-host, and we'll definitely always tap on your shoulder to fill in for any of us if we can't be here.
Always so good fun. Fun drive week at local FM. Good times.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a couple more minutes. Give us a call, area code 506-648-5925 to make a pledge, or go online at localfm.ca/donate. Here is PLCA by the Famines. You've been listening to the Earshot 20.
What do you think, folks? Let me talk about a guy I know.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.